Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Isinyathelo nesinyathelo sizohamba nawe indlela yonke. Sivakashele futhi uhlale ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Very good afternoon to you and a warm welcome to Wednesday's edition of Heart to Heart. My name is Lukom Gwedi Puti and I'm absolutely thrilled to be with you. CC Winance, just coming out of there with His Strength is Perfect. Remember, scripture says His strength is made perfect in our weakness. And before it, we also had Spogazi Mohapi with Love Too Deep. And so, yep, it is that time once again for us to delve into the Word of God. I pray in my heart of hearts that there is a lot to learn on your part. I know I learn a lot, and I can only hope that you also get to learn through these moments, of the Word of God. Wednesday and Thursday, 12 till 1, is when we get to basically study and indulge on the Word of God. And once again, Pastor Moyo is back and joining us in studio. Good afternoon, Fundis. How are you?
Thank you so much, Sis Luko. Good afternoon.
I see you are in the spirit. You are in the mode.
Hey.
I heard you there. How did it work?
Oh, did you come that side?
I did.
I've been here since morning.
I heard you since morning.
Running the other program that side.
Oh, man. Yeah, well done, you good and faithful servant.
Thank you so much.
So, yeah. How's this week been so far? It's a Wednesday, I know. But it's been a good one.
well, we are always positive. Always positive, and we are thankful for the goodness of God and His mercies that are new every morning.
Amen.
David says, surely His goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Yeah.
So in other words, every day, goodness and mercy is there.
Amen.
Scattered for you.
Amen.
Free of charge. Goodness and mercy is there.
Amen.
Which means good things, you need to claim them. They are part and parcel and part of the package of your life. That is why Paul says He has given us all things pertaining to godliness and pertaining to life. So we are not just only spiritual on the godliness side, but also to this life. All the necessities of life, they are catered for. Amen.
Sure.
And
Amen.
The mercies are there every morning. Should you falter, we are humans. Should something happen, you know, sometimes you falter intentional. Let's just say in your work environment, somebody decides to be awkward to you, unnecessary.
Yeah.
You see, those are unavoidable situations.
True.
As long as you are working with people, you are amongst people.
You're working with their different
you
characters.
You understand. You have different characters. So you might find yourself now erupting with anger and saying certain things that you didn't mean.
I agree.
So that's where mercy comes in.
Amen.
Remember, His grace gives us what we don't deserve. But His mercies spares us from what we deserve.
Come on.
So it doesn't matter what you have done during the day. His mercies are new every morning.
Amen.
Every morning. God still says, I love you.
Oh.
Don't worry. I know it's a mistake. Let's fix it.
We are
the children of God. You can't be a parent and punish your child forever.
Exactly.
Once you reprimand them, it doesn't matter whether it's you are rebuking or you are reprimanding them harshly or softly. But at the end of the day, you must just let it go. So that is our God.
Amen.
So there are people.
Such a beautiful way to start
afternoon. Yes. Look, Sis Luko, there are people today who think God is angry at me.
Sure.
Maybe they are still young, they got pregnant before they are married, and they know the values of Christianity.
And they know that they knew the truth.
And they know the truth. So to them it's more like, I can't go to church anymore. I can't even face people who know me, that I'm a believer, because I'm ashamed of myself. Look, the Bible says one of the things that Jesus came to do for us is to take away shame.
Come on.
Take away shame.
Because His love covers a multitude of
sins. Amen. Sure. Amen. And this is not a leeway to say we are giving people license to do anyhow. Exactly. But we are saying as long as you are still in the process of Christ being built in you, it's a learning curve.
Yeah, yeah.
You make mistakes here and there. But just pick up the pieces and look at the throne of grace.
And that's what truly matters.
That's what matters.
A saint that falls down and gets back up again.
Same time. Mm. You know, just come as you are in the church. Even if you are pregnant, just come.
Mm.
Even if you have done a mistake, you are a man, you did a mistake, just come. Come as you are.
If anything, the place you need to be in is in the house of the Lord.
Yeah, come as you are.
Why run away from him?
But now we need to teach those that are in the house.
Come on. Amen.
How to be receptive towards those that are still growing, who are having weaknesses, you know? So we need to teach them.
So that they
don't
drive them away.
Yes. Mm. Not to have those judgmental talks and the comments and whatnot. That's what chases people away because they say, how am I going to face them? Not God.
The people. That's true.
You see, that's why sometimes people run away from church after they do some stuff because they are afraid of people's eyes more than God.
Yep.
It's more like, I know I've said to God, I'm sorry, and God understands. But these ones, they won't understand.
Yeah. They'll forever remember my sin.
You understand? So the next time I stand and I sing in front of the church,
they're looking at me
and like, what? When? Are you back on the praise and worship team and you have a child?
Yeah.
So how many gifts have been killed because of trying to become the Holy Spirit? People have become the Holy Spirit themselves.
About deputy God.
You understand?
Yeah.
So you find out, umuntu onesiphiwo esihle, but can't now stand and sing after everything, after they've been reprimanded and been cancelled, you know? They can't go back because of the eyes of people and the reception. When you try to sing, lalela, already somebody's looking at you and like, what are you saying? You have a toddler. We understand.
Yeah,
you have a child. So, if we can accommodate people, that's why mercies are new every morning. If God made the availability of mercy every morning, so it simply means we should also be compassionate with one another.
We need to extend that grace ourselves.
Yes, it's called love. When you love anyway. Love is unconditional. That's what Bible says.
Sure. Somebody once said, and people may never see the act of God unless we depict them.
Yes.
He needs us as vessels.
Yes.
To move towards the direction of him displaying his grace and his mercy to his people.
But you know what I'm always saying? It takes the dying. Nowadays, the church, I'm teaching about the dying and the resurrection of Christ. So that this thing doesn't become a religious exercise of this thing. See, pass again, we pass it, but you don't die. You are still the same 10 years ago. You understand? Yeah. So you need to die and resurrect with him and come out as a new life, as a new creature.
Amen.
Then you see that certain things that you used to respond to when you were still yourself, now you won't even respond anymore.
That's true.
They lose value.
That's true.
If somebody decides to laugh at you and say, you are struggling in life, you are poor, you just look at them and say, if only you knew that God is in me.
Come on.
God can't be poor.
Come on.
I don't know what you are seeing, but God can't
be
poor.
But the God in me cannot be poor.
Can't be poor.
Amen.
You know, life is a process. I'm going through my wilderness. He says so in Hosea chapter 2, I think it's verse 14. He says, I will lure her to the wilderness so that I can comfortably speak to her. So sometimes you go through wilderness, not because it's the devil,
but because
God wants to speak to you. He wants your attention. Where you are is too congested, it's too crowded, there's too many advices, and you are too confused, there are too many voices, your hunger is speaking, your emotions are speaking, your anger is speaking, your spouse is speaking, there's a lot of speaking.
Yeah.
You see. So you can't detect
your mind
now
gets cluttered.
Which voice is the Holy Spirit's voice. So he says, I'll take you to the wilderness. What happens in the wilderness? Nothing grows there.
Mm.
Don't expect productivity when God takes you to the wilderness.
Mm.
Because in the wilderness, there is nothing there. It's a desert area. You see?
Sure.
And you are alone. Mm. There is loneliness in the wilderness. It's you and God. When you see people leaving you, or people rejecting you, or certain applications are rejected, it's not because you are wrong. It's because you are in a boardroom with God, but you are trying to peep over the window and speak to people who are outside while the meeting and the conversation is still going on.
Sure.
So when you are in the wilderness season, it's not the devil.
It's time for you to communicate.
No, communicate with God. He's giving you clarity on certain issues. He's also giving you your navigation. That
Amen.
From here, this is how we are going
Amen.
To. As many are led by the Spirit of
Come
God.
On.
But the Spirit of God can't lead you if you are still stubborn and arrogant and you are still resisting certain instructions, as hard as they may seem. But they are necessary
Come
for your journey.
On.
But the Holy Spirit will need to take you out of your familiar environment and take you to the wilderness where there is nothing happening there.
Sure.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you so much. I don't know how we got there.
we got there because today is a new day and His mercy is a new era.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Maybe today we can go to John 1 verse 10 to 13. There's something there.
And it says, He came into the world, and though the world was made through Him, the world did not recognize Him. In other words, they did not know Him. He came to that which belonged to Him, to His own, His domain, His creation, His things, you know, His world. And they who were His own did not receive Him and did not welcome Him. But to as many as did receive and welcome Him, He gave the authority, in other words, the power, the privilege, the right
Amen.
To become the children of God. That is, to those who believe in, who adhere to, who trust in and rely on His name. And that's Isaiah 56 verse 5. And then verse 13, who owe their birth neither to blood, nor the will of the flesh, that of physical impulse, nor to the will of man, that of a natural father, but to God, they are born of God.
So I want to say to somebody, We are continuing from our last week message to sensitize people on their identity and their DNA as far as God is concerned. We are the children of God.
Amen.
We are the co-heirs together with Christ. In other words, we are joint heirs together with Him. So which means the inheritance belongs to us.
Amen.
And not only that, but also dominion and rulership. Because if the Bible says He is seated in heavenly places at the right hand of the Father, we are together with Him. Remember, we are in Him, He is in us.
Amen.
So there is that oneness. There is that synergy, spiritual synergy. There is that link, unbreakable bond.
Come on.
Unbreakable tie. This is who we are.
Mm.
So now, today in the book of John chapter 1 verse 10 to 13, John begins with something that is very relative and very important as far as knowledge is concerned, so that we are aware of who we are.
All right.
So John says, he came to His own, but His own did not recognize Him, you know. But now this mercy, this grace was extended now to the Gentiles, which is us. And now the Bible says, as many as they received Him. Now you need to underline many. That's why we are many. We are many sons.
Okay.
He is the firstborn son, but we are many sons. You understand? So now, as many as received Him, Which means on the day when we did the altar call and said, if you are here and you feel it in your heart and you heard the Holy Spirit speaking to you that this is your time to receive Jesus, come on, raise your hand, let us pray with you. And on that day, you raised your hand or you came up front, you came forward as a sign of surrender, as a sign to say, yeah, I am. I'm not hiding my relationship with God going forward. It's a known thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's public knowledge.
I'm proud of it. Mm. You understand? So that day, something happened.
All right.
People think altar call is just a religious exercise. You know, there is divine exchange immediately. The restoration happens there.
Mm.
Remember, every person, or let me say, they are God's people and they are God's children. Everyone belongs to God. It doesn't matter the religion, doesn't matter the color, it doesn't matter the tribe or the nationality.
Mm.
Every person belongs to God. Because God is the creator.
Yep.
The devil will never create anything. He has never created anything. He just manipulates the system and takes over, you know. So that's why knowledge is very important. Mm. My people perish because of lack of knowledge. If all you know is ignorance, then you are in the dark, you see. Because ignorance is the absence of light, which is knowledge. So now, that day when you receive Jesus, there is a transaction that happens.
All right.
Immediately, divinity takes over. There is something that you are given. Though you won't see, it is not tangible.
Okay.
That's why the Bible says, as many as they received him, there's something that they were given. He gave them power or authority to be called the children of
God. Children of God, okay.
So you are given power. It's like somebody when he gives you power of attorney. You understand? Which means from now on, I'm taking over.
Eh?
So there's something that there was an exchange that happened. Immediately, we were lost. We're in the dark. Were not even counted amongst the children of God. But immediately there was that breakthrough, that power exchange that was given to us. So there is something that you were given. You might not see it unless you are taught about it.
Yeah, it's not necessarily clear to the naked eye.
Yes, it's not necessarily clear to the naked eye where you go out showing everyone, today I received Jesus. Can you see? This is what I got after receiving Jesus.
Yeah.
You know, so it's a spiritual exchange. It's a spiritual exchange. So one of the things that we were given is the power of being called the children of God.
Amen.
Now in the Amplified Version, it says we have been given a authority, and we have been given also dominion, and we have been given the right.
The right.
I have rights.
You know?
You can't do anything. Yeah. It's case closed.
Immediately when you said that, I was like, the weight it carries.
Yeah, the weight it carries. So now, that's the weight. That's the kind of weight that we carry as the children of God. That right.
Because it says, I'm not misplaced.
No, I'm
this
not
belongs
mis-
to
I'm
me.
Not claiming. This is, you understand? When somebody says, no, it's my right.
Sure. So,
it's your right. It's your right.
It's not something I'm claiming because I want to be close to him.
In case is where the devil challenges your intellectual prowess or your intellectual capacity, and he tries to bring about the circumstances happening around you to doubt your rightful place in God, to be the child of God. That's why the Bible says we have the greatest advocate.
Come on.
So now, every advocate or every lawyer or every attorney is there to stand on the rights of those that they are standing on behalf.
Amen.
Where you can't talk anymore.
He's a representative.
You understand? There are certain things, there are certain legalities or terminologies that if you speak by yourself, we understand.
My God.
You might speak emotions or out of lack of knowledge and incriminate yourself.
True. Sure.
You understand.
So you need to allow the great advocate.
And there are certain things in your wrongness, you find out that you are right because you have got the advocate who says, even though he did this, it was within it was a blink of the moment. He had to do it.
Mm.
It's like when you kill somebody. It's wrong, right?
Mm.
Let's be honest. Killing somebody, it's a crime.
Yeah.
Right.
But there are cases
where you can be acquitted for it.
Yeah.
You can go scot free.
Yeah.
And they say, no, you were defending
cases
yourself.
Of private defense. Mm,
on the basis of the circumstances, you had to do this.
Mm.
So who has to stand and speak on your behalf to make sure that your case is solid is an advocate.
Yeah.
So in those times of that right to be enacted or to be effected, or that right to come into play, that's where now the Holy Spirit comes in.
Come on.
You see, to say, but this is it. This is my child.
Your advocate speaks on your behalf.
You see.
Ningene kota tunga vulum lomo.
Atu enunga vulum lomo. When atula. And you hear somebody, you know, this one, they are lying and their lies are almost like believable
they
to everyone.
Very legit.
We understand.
Yeah.
But still your advocate will be there and say, it doesn't matter how it looks like or how it's said. I know your rights.
I'm here to stay.
I'll be the one, you understand, who will talk on your behalf.
Come on.
And then one word from your advocate, it will delete the 3 hours.
The
3 hours of lies that has been set and said and whatever, and the exhibit that has been brought forward, just with one sentence.
Or days of a lying testimony.
You understand? That's one sentence from the advocate.
Mm.
And then the judge says, okay, case closed.
Come on.
You understand? Yeah. So he has given us, there is something that he gave to us when we received him. He gave us the right. He gave us the authority.
Yeah.
Now, all these things, let us go back to the book of Genesis.
Mm.
Genesis chapter 1, 2, and 3,
where
there was the fall of man.
All right.
This is where we lost our legality.
Mm.
This is where we lost everything.
Mm.
When man was sent away from the presence of God, from the Garden of Eden. That's where we lost our rights. That's where the devil got legal access in many other things that God was telling Adam. He's saying, Adam, as from today, you shall struggle. For you to earn a meal, you will have to sweat.
Sweat. Eat the sweat of your brow.
You understand? But now when Christ comes, he comes to restore abundance. The enemy cometh to steal, kill and destroy.
Amen.
So Christ comes now. He comes to bring back the abundance that we once experienced in the Garden of Eden, where there was no lack.
Come on.
Remember Adam, all that he was given was to manage and maintain what is in the garden.
Mm.
And he was even told, you can eat out of everything that is here except for this one.
Okay.
Except for this one.
Mm.
Don't eat this one.
Mm.
I don't want to sound political, but to some, you are told by God, I've given you your salary. Here's your 90%, eat that. But people will still go for that
10%. For the
10%. And that's where now a lot of things come in.
Mm.
You understand? Because he says in the book of Malachi, I'm the God, I'm the Lord your God. I do not change.
Mm.
There are certain things that I will never change on, unless it's the devil. If it's the devil, yes, there I will stand on your. But if it's your lack of obedience, then there's nothing that I can do. Obedience is better than sacrifice. You see. So now we lost everything in the Garden of Eden.
Mm-hmm.
We lost the power. Remember in the book of the book of Genesis chapter 1, there man is given dominion. Mm-hmm. Let us make man in our own image, in our own likeness. Let them rule, number one. Let them have dominion. Let them have authority over everything that crawls and flies or everything that swims. So all the creatures in this world were given to the hands of men.
Come on. Were given into our hands.
That's why Paul in the book of Romans chapter 8, he speaks about the same creation that knows what was spoken to a man, over a man, or upon a man. The prophecy that was said over a man. And Paul looks at this whole thing. He says to the Romans, are you aware that even creation is groaning
for the manifestation?
Eagerly, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God, the children. You understand now where we're coming from, the book of John? We are the children. We have been given the right, the authority, the power to be called the children of God, which means if you are a child, then you are a son of God.
Yes.
You understand? So now the creation knows what happened, what was said in the book of Genesis. Because remember, before anything else, God started by creating nature and creation. Everything that we call a tree, a soil, when you are separating the sea from the oceans, from the earth, he then spoke to the grasses, he spoke to the trees, he spoke to this, and they all emerged. So after they emerged, it was on the sixth day that God now declared and said, let us now make man. So every creation was listening.
Yeah.
As to who is this man who is coming to manage us, who has been given dominion and authority over us. Let us listen to this.
Yeah.
And now God, he begins to prophesy and declare upon this man. He says, this man shall have dominion. You will dominate. In every industry that you go into, when you will dominate.
Yeah.
If you are in a working environment, in that space, you have got the spirit of dominion. You see, now rulership, you will rule. By nature, you are a ruler. You are the head, not the tail. You understand?
Yeah.
So creation knows the things that were actually said about this man.
Sure.
So when Jesus comes, he comes to restore everything that was spoken about a man. Now, Paul sensitizes us in the book of Romans chapter 8. He says, the earth and creation is groaning with back pains.
Sure.
With birth pains, eagerly waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. So we are living an ordinary life, which is not who we are.
Yep.
So when Christ he came to restore us back to our position of our originality. We are supernatural beings. We are God beings.
Getting a light bulb moment there. In other words, we are not living within the confines of what we were created.
No. Oh, I love Paul so much. I read Paul. You know, like when I do my Bible study, sometimes I smile and I talk to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit will be like, see what Paul was seeing. See what Paul was seeing.
Sure.
No wonder Paul, his eyes, scales from his eyes, they fell. So that he can see beyond man's perception.
Man.
He can see beyond. You see. So this is who we are. We are like that.
Sure.
We like that. So if we can change even the way we fellowship. We don't go to fellowship because we want God to move on our circumstances.
Yeah.
Then that's the wrong way of fellowshiping.
True.
It's not the right way. When we're fellowshipping, we are actually going there for fellowship and recognizing who God is to us.
Exactly.
So to me, Sanjenju, ngobe ngunkulunkulu. God can do it anyhow, anyway. You understand? I mean, I'm going there because I'm going there for fellowship so that I can be equipped. The equipping of the saints. You see, equipment or equipping of the saints is very important.
Sure.
It's very important. That is why kuthiwa umuntu bodla lokho akudlile.
Yeah.
Ukuthi esontweni lakho kushunyayelwana sizokuzwa emlonyeni wakho.
We'll hear it from the lips.
Sizokuzwa fast ukuthi okay, olaba badla lokho. Hayi, nami ngizo driver. Nami ngizoba nemoto, nami ngizoba nendlu, nami ngizoshada. Hey, evangel is more than those things.
Yeah.
Kukhona abantu abashadile, khona abantu abaneimoto, khona abantu abarich abangamazi noNkulunkulu.
Say that again. Sure.
There are people who are married.
Mm.
There are people who are married, happily married. There are people who don't even have a debt in their account. They have paid up debts. They've got millions in their account, but they
don't even know God. Sure.
So it's more than that.
That's not what forms the ambit of our salvation.
Jesus said it this, though he did not repeat it. He said, but you, if you are after these things that the world is also after, what is the difference? Why can't you ask for something that the world does not know?
Come on.
Why can't you go and gun for something that when you come with it, people will say, this can only be God.
It must be something new.
Remember the times of Daniel. When the king dreamt, he forgot the dream and he wanted the interpretation.
Okay.
He calls all these sorcerers, the magicians, the astrologers. He says, if you don't tell me what I've dreamt and interpretation of the dream, then all of you here, I'm going to annihilate you. You are going to be killed today with your families, not you only. You have failed you, your families, and everything that you have is going to be burnt into ashes. Now, until they confess, they say, oh, king, sorry. The request is a difficult one. Since we were born, we have never met such a challenge, such a request. But we can tell you, only the gods who do not dwell in flesh can reveal what you're asking for.
Sure.
Now, Daniel, he hears that, no, everyone who is intelligent and wise and gifted is about to be assassinated. He says, can I ask the king a favor? Just give me a moment. I want to speak to my God. Just give me a moment. I just want to sleep on this. Now, Daniel, he calls Meshach, Abednego, and Shadrach. He says, guys, let's pray. There's something that is happening here. The king doesn't know what he dreamt of, but he dreamt.
Yeah.
Number two, he
and
wants the interpretation.
Him.
Yeah, it's bothering him very much to an extent that there is a killing decree that has been issued.
Imagine.
Now, the Bible says because they are godly people, God revealed the dream and the interpretation of the dream.
Amen. Sure.
It's as if it does not end there. Joseph faces the same predicament. The king Pharaoh, he has a dream. But now somebody must interpret the dream. No one in his realm could interpret that dream until they go and fetch a young man in the dungeon. They fetch a young man in prison who has lied. You must understand also where he is. He's not even supposed to be there. You understand? And he's despised by everyone and by anyone else. And no one wants to listen to Joseph.
And I can imagine the king thinking,
exactly. You want
dream,
to bring a rapist, a liar,
sure.
And you still a slave,
call him, and you still call him the gods.
Don't forget, he was a slave. He was in captivity.
Sure.
He was sold by his brothers. There.
Sure, true.
And number two, he is also in the dark. Remember, at that time, there are prisons. When you are thrown in the dungeon, you are closed in a dark place.
Sure.
So whenever you are given food, you are given like a dog. You understand? So is that Joseph is in that predicament, in that space where his life is in dark. things are not moving for the young man. But yet the Bible says the Lord was with Joseph.
Come on. Even in that
period. In that period of everything happening, the Bible says Joseph had favor with God. Sometimes favor is not what we perceive it. After a declaration that you are highly favored, you must know controversy must follow.
Yep.
Was it not Mary, after she was told by an angel, you are highly favored amongst women, after that she got pregnant and the father of the child is not known? Something that is confusing between him and Joseph. Already it's a war.
Already, even before they are married officially.
Already it's a war. She has to explain to Joseph and teach Joseph who the Holy Spirit is. Now she has to become a preacher. I always tell people that a preacher started by a woman.
And imagine now she looks like she's
one
preaching
person,
from a place of guilt.
One person who managed to reveal the Holy Spirit and everyone to believe him was Mary. Because at that time, no one knew about the Holy Spirit. He was not yet come. So she had to everywhere, whenever somebody asked her, who is the father of the child? She has to say, sit down. Let me explain who the Holy Spirit is.
And you must remember, she's in a catch-22 position.
Yes.
Here. How do you explain
to your uncles?
Because if at least you said, no, Pastor Moyo, the reason Luko is pregnant is because the Holy Spirit, you know,
yes,
you can listen to
you understand, because now
Luko
I know.
Say,
you understand.
The reason I am pregnant, Aibo,
who are you fooling? Understand. Who are you fooling? I mean, we have got in our families, not everyone is safe.
Exactly.
Especially the uncles that we send for Lobola.
Yeah.
Most of them, they are not saved. They just say mshana into any okolo. You know what I'm saying? You know, but now, how do you explain to the elders that this is the Holy Spirit's child? Yet you need to also tell them that don't mess up with me. I've got favor from God. What kind of favor is this that makes you to be controversial?
To be pregnant out of wedlock.
Exactly.
You're still on your way there.
You understand now. You understand now.
Sure.
So we are talking about God here. How he does things. When God does things, it doesn't have to be comprehended by a man's mind.
It holds no logic.
I like that. I was teaching that on Sunday. If you check our Facebook page, I was teaching that even on Monday. I said, if it makes sense, it's not God. Ungakathukwa ngabantu, it's not God. Until you are controversial, you stand there alone.
Yeah.
They say, ayikho lento. Law, ayikho lento. That's where God is.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
So now Joseph comes, he saves the whole nation through his intellectual prowess and wisdom that only comes from God. Number one, he solves the equation by doing what? By explaining the dream of Pharaoh, that 7 years will be plenty, then the next 7 years will be years of famine and drought. But you need a wise man full of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
Who is going to manage your resources, who understand economics very well.
Amen.
Now Pharaoh says, hey Baba, there is no one that I can appoint except you. You are the right candidate.
Sure.
You came with the explanation of the dream, and I can feel it. I feel it in my loins, in my bones, in my spirit. This is right. You are the right man. Carry on the project. Carry on this project.
Sure.
You understand?
Amen.
So we are talking about who we are in Christ Jesus. We are talking about who we are
in Christ Jesus.
We are the people of solution. The earth and the creation is eagerly waiting for us to bring those solutions.
Amen.
Tina skali njengabantu abana uNkulunkulu abanganalo ithemba. We do not cry like the people who do not have Jesus.
Even if
we are challenged, Paul says, even though I'm hard pressed on both sides, but I'm not crushed.
Amen.
So challenges are there just to strengthen your character. It's not a proof that God is not with you. God is with you.
Amen.
God is with you. You are the child of God. You are the best thing that ever existed in this earth. Even the creation is eagerly waiting for your blossoming. The earth is groaning with birth pangs. It's just celebrating. Waiting. It's like when you have your favorite soccer player who is benched on that day of the match. The moment you see him on the touchline, when he's about to be introduced to play, that's what is happening on the stands, on the grandstands of nature and creation.
Come on.
They are eagerly waiting for you to come and manifest your skill. Come and manifest your wisdom, to come and manifest your godliness, your divinity, the Christ in you, the life of Jesus in you. You have got so much life. So much possibilities are hidden in you. That's why Paul says, in our earthen vessels, we have got a treasure hidden in it. What is this treasure? Is this life of Christ, this power of resurrection. When we received him, he gave them power. He gave us power to be called the children of God. Thank you so much, Sis Luko, and be blessed. I hope all the listeners at home, you are blessed. We meet again next week.
I can certainly see the momentum you've been in the word. Go and rest.
Amen.
Go and rest. It's been a long day already.
Thank you so
much. At 1 o'clock for you. Thank you so much.
God bless
and
you.
God bless. Thanks. A big thanks also to a couple of our RP family. LC Tivane, thank you so much. She says, powerful. Lenki says, thank you so much. And God bless. So thank you, Mfundisi. And God bless.
Amen. Thank you so much. Amen.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.